The perspective of an unhealthy church focuses more on leadership rather than the personal relationship between the individual and God. I grew up in a Catholic home of a family of nine, my mom, my dad, myself, and six siblings. My siblings and I went to Catholic schools. Growing up, we never really indulged in discussions of the things of God or studied the Word of God. My dad was very diligent in praying the rosary daily at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. I misplaced my rosaries often. I could not grasp the concept of just speaking to a bead or praying to a bead. From a very young age, I would have dreams and see things before they happened and didn't understand what they meant. Around that time, I went to my priest during confession and spoke to him about my dreams. It did not help. He told me to pray the rosary, say 10 Hail Marys and 10 Our Fathers. I was still having dreams and knowing things before they happened. I felt alone with no help. The rosary meant nothing to me at this point because it didn't give me any results or solace or relief from what I was experiencing. In my freshman year of attendance at my all-girls Catholic secondary school, I was enrolled in a Bible knowledge class taught by a newly hired teacher. I was 12 at the time. Every student was expected to arrive to class Bible in hand. Before this class, I had not owned a Bible, nor had I read a single verse. I had been read to at Mass, but never had I read. It was in this class that I read my first verses, and when I did, something happened. One day during class, she asked every single one of us to read a few verses from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 1 to 38. I was given verses 35-38.